AFC's Colonel Sanders. When I read last week that a majority of Americans ages 18 to 25 didn't know who Colonel Sanders was, I was shocked. According to USA Today, 61% of respondents didn't know who the guy with the beard in the KFC logo was. For anyone who grew up in America in the second half of the 20th century, the Colonel was a true icon. You didn't need to be able to read to know who he was. You didn't even need to watch TV. Anyone who drove a mile in any direction would see his beaming, grandfatherly visage and white suit and know that Kentucky Fried Chicken could be found there. Maybe not everybody knew that he was the chain's founder or remembered his TV commercials from the 60s and 70s when he talked about how each piece was dipped in an egg wash before frying. But at least they knew he was real. Half of the young adults in the survey, which was ordered up by the chain, assumed that he was the creation of KFC, rather than the other way around. In fact, the Colonel wasn't just a fast food baron who represented his company on TV. Sanders was the living embodiment of what his food supposedly stood for. His white suit wasn't the invention of a marketing committee. He wore it every day and was never seen in public for the last 20 years of his life in anything else. He was a failure who got fired from a dozen jobs before starting his restaurant, and then failed at that when he went out of business and found himself broke at the age of 65. He drove around in a Cadillac with his face painted on the side before anybody knew who he was, pleading with the owners of rundown diners to use his recipe and give him a nickel commission on each chicken. He slept in the back of the car and made handshake deals. He was a lawyer who once assaulted his own client in court. He was indeed a Kentucky Colonel, an honorary title given to him by not one, but two governors.